We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Well, after Sunday's not-so-fun Eagles game, you might have actually had fun and just laughed your heart out yesterday at this video that went viral of a diehard Eagles fan named Antonio Anderson. It was filmed by his 14-year-old daughter, and she caught Dad on camera. He was packing up and taking a trip out to Chicago, and he joins us on the phone right now.
Yep. So, Antonio, how does it feel to go viral?
You know, I am so amazed at this video and the way it has taken off. I mean, I've been contacted by news stations in Chicago. It's just blowing me away.
Well, it was the funniest video. Mm-hmm. When I saw it yesterday, my husband and I must have watched it a million times. It made us laugh all day long. I just thank you for doing it. For those who have not seen the video, we're going to put it up on our B101 mm-hmm. Philly Facebook page. But Antonio, can you just describe it for everyone who hasn't seen it?
You know, after another frustrating loss or tie by the Eagles, you know, I just decided to say, listen, we got to laugh to keep from crying. And so I was going to leave and go to Chicago to get my quarterback, Nick Foles, who I love and I've surely missed. And I was going to go by any means necessary. Mm-hmm. So simply I just grabbed the suitcase and left the house and walked in the street and I was going. I didn't care how I got there, but I needed to go get my quarterback who brought us our only Super Bowl ever.
Right.
Not Donovan McNabb, not Randall Cunningham. Not Ryan Jaworski, but Nick Foles did it.
All right. So here's, I know the answer to this already, but we have to ask you, if Nick Foles were the quarterback of the Eagles right now, would they be 0-2-1?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. We would be 3-0.
3-0.
Think about Nick Foles is that he brings out the best in players. He finds people who have been marginalized or players you've forgotten about and brings out the best in them. He's a high character guy on the field and off the field. And we just miss him. And I think Wentz misses him because by having Nick Foles on our team, Wentz knows he has to be better. Because if not, at any moment, Nick could come in the game and take his spot.
That's right.
That's right.
Well, I got to ask, were you successful? Did you bring St. Nick back to Philly?
Listen, I got to Chicago and I got a roadblock.
You know what? I would not be surprised if he has seen that video, Antonio, and will get in touch with you somehow. I want that so bad for you.
I would love it, you know, because think about the season he had after Wentz went down. He came right in and he shook up the world and we let him go.
I know. I'm looking at the schedule. The Eagles do not play the Bears this season. So I know Eagles are your obviously your home team. They've got your heart. But are you going to root for the Bears a little bit with Foles?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
I'm an Eagles fan. Should I die? I'm all Eagles. I hope Nick has a wonderful season. And now he's named the starter for the foreseeable future.
Okay.
And I was hoping we can get him back.
I know.
Before that happened.
Antonio, when you are not a full-time Eagles fan, what do you do for a living?
So I'm an administrator at South Olathe High School. I'm in charge of autistic behavior. And I'm also a pastor at Mount Tabor Baptist Church in Germantown.
Awesome.
That's great work you're doing.
Yes.
So then, on Sunday mornings, do you go worship with your congregation and then run home to get the 1 o'clock Eagles game?
I don't run home because I'll be like telling them people, listen, we got to go wrap this up.
Right.
The Eagles are coming on.
Right.
Sermon's going to be a little short this morning.
That is so funny. Antonio Anderson, it has been a pleasure talking to you. And I just can't thank you enough for sharing that video with all of Philadelphia and honestly the country. I mean, like you said, you're getting calls from Chicago. Your sense of humor really helped kind of lift us all up. So thank you.
Thank you, Antonio.
Thank you, Bill and Jim. I love you guys. Thanks for having me on. And I just wish the best for you.
Of course. And say a prayer for the... Talk to the big guy upstairs about the Eagles, okay?
All right. I'm talking to him soon as you get the call. Come on, super guy. Let's go.
All right. And again, guys, you can see that hilarious video. It's up on our Facebook page at B101 Philly.